The dance. Of course I know this dance. Everyone knows this dance. Is there anyone that doesn't know this dance? It's so easy I could do it with my eyes closed. I could probably even turn off my brain and leave my soul at the door. This dance is done the same way every day all over the world, and it's been that way for over 1,000 years, refined so that there's only a few different moves to fake. Unfreshly sophisticated, dehydrated, and concentrated, everyone goes around in circles following each other gracelessly, as if there were circles. Or others. Or lines on the ground, or commands that somehow got stuck in their ears, determining me and or... my footsteps? I don't think so. This dance isn't for me. You have to play music if you want me to dance. You'll have to make the music if you want me to dance. You'll have to be music if you want me to dance. And you'll have to say please, because I dance behind you. I dance on top of your head, freer than angels and softer than their shimmering hairs. I dance where you write checks. In the dark. In the mailbox. And quickly down the freezer aisle, I dance wherever I want to, and all it costs is courage, and all it wastes is time. I would have spent wishing I was laughing, or smiling, playing, dancing, or loving more than I already am not on any other normal 70-degree sober wallflower shy day spent in the sun watering the cement with my unshed tears, my unshared thoughts, my unspoken fears, and my unvoiced opinion is. We ought to leave the rat race to the rats. Because we are so dearly missing our only chance to look up, breathe in the stars, and dance out our human dance. Stones won't bleed for us, but mountains will cry if we die before we do what we were born to do. And I'm not talking about me, dear. I'm talking about you.